And it's the Adam Friedland Show, November 14th, 2022. Everybody, we're back. The regular episode this week was, it did have a video component. We recorded it, but the hotel Wi-Fi did not work, and I went to several places where I couldn't upload it since it didn't finish exporting until, well, I had to go home, and then it stayed on my desktop. So I tried to upload it on my laptop, and that didn't work. So maybe we'll upload that onto the Patreon, but I'll have to give it wiggle room because if I upload it now, people are going to think that that's the video version of the regular episode this week is the Patreon content, and another person's going to poison my cat.
What happened?
Poisoned your cat?
Yeah, somebody didn't like that the last episode was 57 minutes long, so they gave my cat antifreeze.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, I mean, it's happened a couple of times. Yeah.
Wait, is the cat alive?
Yeah.
No, she's dead.
No, she's not.
She's dead, yeah.
Yeah. I've had family members murdered.
Stop it.
Yeah.
I don't care about your family. The cat is alive, right?
What?
No, the cat's dead.
What was that?
Your family members are all fine.
But I got a duck.
I don't care
What's
about your
on?
Family.
I got a duck now.
If that cat's dead, I'm leaving this room right now.
The cat is unfortunately dead, but
it's a cat.
What? This cat is my favorite cat.
Well, hold on, I got a
what
duck.
What about my family?
I got a duck. Duck? Fuck your family. Is the cat alive?
Why fuck my family?
No. Do you promise that his cat's dead? Pinky swear right now.
That the cat is dead?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Pinky swear. Okay, so I'll tell you what, folks. If you listen to the last one,
so
we were two steps forward, two steps back. That's the expression.
Yeah. Two steps forward. They call it
the Parkinson shuffle. So there is video that should have gone up. It didn't. We're not pivoting back to audio. We are continuing the video content.
Okay.
There's been we need to just to realign executive functioning, basically.
Sure.
Because I started speaking to people, and I could only remember the words in Mandarin Chinese.
Yeah.
And I went to a neurologist, and they said you're doing too much content.
You're doing the Des Bishop.
Yeah. You've Des Bishop'd yourself.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna have to remove one of your balls.
Des Bishop, I need somebody to explain to me how it's not cancelable. I mean, I don't care. I would do Chinese voice on stage if I could.
I will say this.
Okay.
The show is in terms of structure, we're going to move forward. So, Jordan, thank you for your concern about my cat, but we did not introduce the guest yet.
Sorry.
In the real, and when this thing is real, you'll be in holding.
Okay.
Having a woman with a bunch of bangs.
A blowjob.
No. Well, if it's your show, if that's what you think, the guest should be blown.
My friend.
Say a bunch of bangs?
I said a woman with a bunch of bangles, you know, just barely moving your hair and getting paid $700 a day to do so.
Yeah.
You ever do that show, with like do any show that you have like a comedian on and they send you to hair and makeup? And because you're not an actor, the HMU people see you and they're like,
ugly. Stay ugly, please.
Yeah, we'll just mist you real quick.
Yeah.
I just have a pink spray bottle with some mystery fluid in it. We're going to spray it on your face.
No,
what's HMU? That's like a black college.
Yeah.
Hit me up.
These are the kinds of questions that when we have this show, you can't ask the guests.
Why?
Because they're not questions. They're setups for your own jokes. And that's the thing we're going to have to work on.
Practice on me. Go ahead.
Big time.
Ask me a question.
What's HMU?
It means hit me up. It's when you want to get pussy post midnight.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought black.
You don't have a feminine affect at all until you say the word pussy.
Pussy.
Yeah, but
I have a bit of a lisp.
Yeah, but you say it in a very in like you're like vamping when you say the word pussy.
You have a lisp.
Pussy.
Is that
like blue collar to Betty Boop the second you say fucking pussy?
Pussy. How do you say it? Pussy. Pussy.
I don't know.
Pussy? Yeah.
Pussy. Pussy.
Whoa,
can I
what's
get
going
some
on?
Pussy? That's how I say it. I don't know what they tell you. That's the way I say the word.
Now, Jordan, you have a list.
We'll come back. We'll come back to the guest segment.
All right.
Because, folks, this is the Adam Friedland Show.
I had a really good one.
All right, but fine. We'll say it. We'll repeat it later.
I'm going to remember. I'm going to circle back.
We'll repeat it later. But, folks,
all right.
This is the Adam Friedland Show. And like any talk show, and now I've decided. You didn't bully me into it. I've decided what I need for my own sanity is to get back to a place where I'm just focused on writing the monologue and the desk pieces, mm-hmm. and then let out. After that, Adam can be the star of the show. But I wrote a monologue for tonight.
And I can't wait, personally.
Is that sarcastic?
No, to be a star. I can't wait.
Oh, yeah. You're going to be a star for sure.
Yeah, yeah. I can't wait.
Yeah. So, it's the Adam Friedland Show.
Well, you want to update them from our last episode?
About what? Oh, yeah. We hired a producer.
We have onboarded a producer.
That's a big... Adam's been using mm-hmm. the word onboard.
Onboard.
Probably every 30 seconds today.
Yeah. Onboard, with navigate, circle a, back. These mm-hmm. are all jargon.
It's, mm-hmm. Well, it's like a Navy term.
Interface is yeah. it onboard.
Yeah, I'm at stage starboard right now.
Oh, starboard.
Yeah. Adam okay. validates his experience as an adult not by zipping up his pants or not picking his nose. He mm-hmm. uses email words to feel like a grown up.
I validate it right through meaningful relationships with the people I love.
Cultivate.
Well, I don't know about that. I'd do that if I could, but that's not my strong suit. My strong suit is writing monologues for the Adam Friedland
that
Show.
What?
I feel like we have a meaningful relationship.
Anyway, so it's the Adam Friedland Show.
So, November, Jordan, you have a list.
We'll come back.
I do.
To
ready? I'll say the hardest thing for me to
we'll
say.
We'll come back.
Social distortion. Did you hear it there?
Yeah.
It's tough for me.
Social
it's because I have the Simpsons.
Just
list.
Say social D.
Social distortion.
Social D.
Social D.
Yeah, there you go.
Seriously is hard also.
You got bad luck and you're fucking gay and everyone... You know, how's that song go?
It's like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
everyone
it's good.
That...
Are you shaving just right here?
Yeah, it's mutton chops.
You're leaving... No, it's not mutton chops.
These are mutton chops.
No, because it's the negative space yeah. isn't mm-hmm. creating the spot positive space. You have only positive space, and then you've created negative space. Does that make sense?
Not at all.
Okay, like...
it's she went to art school, so, that's why, yeah.
Okay, like instead of leaving something, mm-hmm. you've only just taken away a circle.
Mm.
So instead of mutton chops, you have the absence of... You're just the chin.
Noted. Welcome to the Adam Friedland
well,
Show.
Well, the way it's I've November interpreted it okay, is that Nick has adopted a popular 70s homosexual facial hair pattern.
It is good. It is. Yeah, yeah it's very inside.
It's very like a leather bar. Mm.
Or like Australian.
Cruising.
I'll just sit here and allow people, the two people that can't grow facial hair, to slander me.
Oh, I can grow
what,
facial
Jordan
hair.
Jordan can grow facial hair. Her parents are lesbians.
Yeah, just keep saying the word pussy over and over pussy. Again until you get a lumberjack beard.
Was that good saying les your parent?
Les be honest.
Les be honest.
Yeah, that's a good one.
They did that on the Jersey Shore.
What was the other one I had? Oh, I came up with this one. LL Flick Her Bean.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
You like that?
LL Cool Bean.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
And it's like a black or Puerto Rican lesbian.
When you were
what's
in...
What's up, y'all? They call me LL Cool Bean.
But like, it's also how, a nerd that says cool beans.
You know I'm about my girls. You know, I'm be about smart girl. You know, there's like the little, like the dykey, like, you know,
uh-huh.
they're just hyper oh, yeah. aggressive with women. They just love turning women out. And then they're yeah. all like possessive or whatever. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, it's November 14th. It's the Adam Friedland Show. Your host, Adam Friedland, with tonight's monologue from the top. Let's go. Jordan, if you want to give, because look, how this is going to work
okay.
is down the line, we got Kurt Metzger on board.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight, I just wrote this myself.
Yeah.
We got Kurt Metzger on board, and he's going to bring his guys.
From inside Amy Schumer.
From in all the way up inside Amy Schumer.
All up in Amy Schumer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was in her pussy, and then she shit him out of her ass all over
on Charlie Rose.
On
yeah.
Charlie Rose.
Yeah.
And then we're going to nail this monologue every
okay.
fucking week.
Let's
so
go.
This is just me. I needed 15 jokes. So you got 15
jokes. These are your 15 jokes.
These are my 15 jokes I wrote for the model.
Can I provide a parenthetical?
Yeah.
Okay. Nick needs, we said it last episode, to not touch the buttons. We are doing this episode to get back to our roots.
Mm-hmm.
We are doing the monologue because we are comedians, right?
I've been doing too many button
You're
touches.
Pushing buttons?
And he's pushing too many buttons on cameras, lights.
No more lenses, no more lights.
We have made a decision to protect my fine young friend over here to go back to our roots.
We can, okay. we
as
can,
they would say in Canada.
We can go back to lenses and lights once this fucking show is working for real.
We'll find some fucking kids to do that. What we need to do
Are you like fucked up on Oxycontin or Percocet?
Are you
right
on
now?
Something?
What is that? How I appear right now?
Yeah, a little bit.
I'm really nervous about the show right now.
Okay.
Yeah, but you sound like my stepmom. You're like, well, we need you.
She is on those.
I don't know.
I thought she was on Adderalls.
Both.
You know, like all 20 like 8-year-old women are on Xanax right now. Like every single one that you
meet
is on
Xanax and Lexapro, and they all have borderline personality disorder.
100% of them have borderline personality. I'm telling you, 100% of them, and probably myself.
I wouldn't know about that because my girlfriend is 14.
I didn't think you had BPD until you said pussy, and then I was like, oh, okay,
pussy.
Maybe. Yeah.
I'm gonna kill myself if you don't come over right now, pussy.
Yeah.
Have you ever told a guy you'd kill yourself?
No way.
Look,
no.
We'll get to the interview saying, please, can we read my monologue jokes?
We'll get to it, Nick.
All right.
You guys just accused me of opioid addiction.
Honestly, if you took the initiative to start getting addicted to back pills in an effort to be a better TV
you're
host.
You're the producer. You have to give me my
did you get your ear pierced?
He's had his ear pierced. He copied me.
Do you have your ears pierced?
I had my ear pierced.
Wait, just as a parenthetical, I got my ear pierced the day I quit my last day job.
Just as a parenthetical is another one of Adam's email words that he's been saying, which he does in emails, even though you could just use parentheses.
He writes.
First of all, I can't write, okay? I say emails, but I can't write them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Second of all,
Dave was here 10 minutes and he's already like, can you write that down? And it was stuff like, remind me to go to lunch.
Yeah, it's good. That's why we got Dave. Yeah.
Oh, you're the Stanford prison experiment guy. Like if you have a slave, you're going to use it. Kind of thing? Like Dave came in and was like, let me help you out. And you were like...
A researcher?
Do you think there was a guy in the South that was like, I mean, yeah, I have slaves, but I don't use them. I mean, uh-huh. I have them, but it's not like I use them.
No, I don't use them. I fuck them, but I don't use them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm like that. Like if I pick up a Mexican day laborer for carpentry, I'm going to ride his back.
Oh, for carpentry.
He will be giving me a piggyback
You're
ride.
My boyfriend now.
I thought you said pick up like
if you don't love me, you're going back to Mexico.
Oh, I thought you meant you've been like a pua. Like
no,
artist.
Like if I scoop them up at Home Depot.
You don't neg them? You don't like try to pick them up?
Have we talked about that? Did you guys read that book? I read that whole book. Neil Strauss'
The Game? Of course.
Incredible
it's the book. Only book I've ever read.
You're saying that, and I was like, is there a book about raping day laborers?
Yeah. Have you read it?
No,
read
I was it. About to say, where's my fucking royalty check?
I think my mom's going to rape these Amish people she hired. She's in love
Are
with
Are they
them.
Lesbians?
Yeah. No, they're men, but she loves that these men have these like little wives that stay at home. And
the latest M. Night Shyamalan movie.
Yeah. I fainted and peed my pants to the last M. Night Shyamalan movie on a plane.
It's like the lesbian carpenter raping Amish people.
They just came out with that movie Tar, which is a lesbian rapist.
I thought it's about a composer.
I didn't know what people were talking about. I literally, my head just decided it was Tim Allen Radio, TAR.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what it's about.
Do you ever do that? Your brain is just like, this is what this is, and you don't look into it, and then you're just wrong.
Like the signs that say like...
like the word like parenthetical. You know?
Yeah, deer zing. Like the crossing signs. Yes. I always thought it was zing. Zing.
Oh,
like
wow.
Chinese deer ahead.
Yeah. School zing.
Are you talking about like the Malcolm X? What is it called? Malcolm X. Nelson Mandela effect?
Mm-hmm. What are you talking about?
You know about the Nelson Mandela effect?
You know I'm South African.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. He's very important to me.
Nick's
my
cat's
Deepa.
Alive.
Yeah.
All right, you're bullshitting.
You're flirting right now.
No, I'm just checking.
Oh, I thought your cat was dead.
You told me his cat was dead, and then I looked at him and he said,
my cat's flirting with?
With you by saying, oh, I thought you were serious.
Slander.
What do you
that
mean
slander?
That's just how women act around men.
Defaming.
We got Vanderpump rules over here.
Yeah.
I'm going to stir up drama.
Yeah, I'm a real housewife.
We got Lizbeth Vanderpump over here trying to stir up drama.
Well, okay. Let's do the monologue.
Lizbeth Friedland.
Now he wants to do the... Now that he's being called Vanderpump, he's ready for the monologue.
Y'all, it's the Lizbeth Friedland Show. We're bringing on two guests who are in love with each other. Adolf Hitler and and Rabbi... I don't know, who's a famous rabbi?
Shmuley Boteach.
Okay, monologue jokes. Want me to read them?
No, okay. You're not the host.
Okay, I was just checking.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, Adam Friedland.
Thank you.
Adam Lizbeth Friedland.
That's not my name.
It's
laugh into the mic, so pick it up.
Sorry.
Hey, folks, we got a great show today from the Being Ian podcast. We have Jordan Jensen. She has lesbian
But first,
mother.
The news of the world.
But first, the news. Hundreds of Iranian children have been killed during protests against the government for more social freedoms, shattering the previous record of most children shot by police, said, of course, during the 1989 Eat Your Vegetables Festival. Jordan, what do you think?
What do you think?
The way you're reading it is very confusing. You have the you have the
because I'm on television.
I know. You're on television.
And I'm on a Xanax or something.
Hundreds of Iranian children have been killed during protests against the government for more social freedoms, shattering the previous record of most children shot by police, set, of course, during the 1989 Eat Your Vegetables Festival.
Yeah, it sounds pretty much the same as how I did.
By the time I get to the end of it, I forgot the beginning of it.
Too many words, huh?
Too many.
Hundreds of Iranian children have been killed during a protest, shattering the previous
record. No, you need protest against the government. You need that.
Just let me try to reduce words.
All right, okay.
Thank you so much. Is it the first one?
It's the first one.
Hundreds of Iranian children have been killed during protests against the government, shattering the previous record of most children shot during the 1989 Eat Your Vegetables Festival.
Most children shot by police. You have to create... See, the thing with the monologue jokes is that you're making cartoons, basically. Mm-hmm. So you're always trying to just implant an image in someone's head rather than... That's why, you know, they're short. They're punchy.
One more time.
So you just want a little cartoon. So you imagine a bunch of Iranian children being gassed and beanbagged in the face and shot and their skulls exploding
Very
all
sad.
Over the streets.
Very sad.
And the tanks rolling over them. And all they're trying to do is fucking, like, not have to wear a fucking bed sheet to school.
Too much homework.
Yeah. No, to do even have homework.
Yeah,
like, just as fighting for essential freedoms against this repressive regime. And then you say, shattering the previous record of most children shot by the police, set, of course, during the 1989 Eat Your Vegetables Festival.
That's good.
And then it's just a goofy...
Yeah,
that delivery was good.
Because
you do is you imagine Cleveland, Ohio, 1989, spring day...
Right.
A bunch of little polo shorts and tiny
shoes. Like a chili cook-off.
Yeah, chili cook-off. And then they're like, we're going to eat vegetables. And children crying and the police just gassing and murdering
them.
Yeah.
Just for laying not eating
it. It is very funny.
Okay, fuck it. That one's out.
Whatever. No, it's funny. I liked it.
This one's quicker, punchier, and it's a more classic monologue joke. Go ahead, Adam.
No red wave this year.
Don't read it like that.
Yeah,
please,
the Christopher Walken thing confuses
no
me.
Red wave this year. During
red wave this year.
How am I doing it?
During the midterms, there's no red wave. They thought there was going to be one, but... Turns out there's not.
No red wave this year during the midterms.
Why do
you know who else?
Hold on. Let me stop you right there.
Let me shine. Let me shine.
I'll let you shine when you've got something to light up.
Well, let me shine. Give me a chance.
We got a dead bulb in the flashlight.
Give me a chance.
Okay. Let's go again.
Whoa, you're getting a little... Okay. Okay. What can I say?
Because I've been in my dressing room all day.
You've gassed me up
wearing a negligee.
You've gassed.
I haven't been gassed nearly enough. Okay.
All right. Let's get dead air for a second so that it's clean.
Let's get it clean.
Clean in the edit, and then we're going to do pickup on this one later. Go.
No red wave this year during the midterms. You know who else was expecting a red wave that didn't come? A woman that's about to go to jail for doing her own abortion.
Classic. Hit it and quit it.
That was great.
How was the read?
The way you read it was great. The way you read it was great.
How was the read?
That's good. Good.
Perfect.
How was the
read? The first one, we should have dropped. See, the first one, I didn't edit this at all. So the first one, obviously way too wordy. That's my fault. The second one, I just want to get back in the tempo of writing monologue jokes. Now, this is the kind of fucking dog shit that, you know, Bill Maher would say.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't want that kind of shit, but we want the, you know.
You don't like Bill Maher?
No.
I love him.
My mom really loves him. I don't really watch it.
Look,
really?
I'm a fucking,
he looks like a dog.
I'm a shark. I'm a killer.
He looks so much like a dog.
Anybody that's in, look, we're going to eradicate every other predator from this ocean.
Okay.
And it'll just be the Adam Friedland show.
Well,
at the
he's going to die in a couple days.
Yeah.
Me?
No. Bill Maher.
All right. Let's keep going.
He'll be fine.
Let's keep it going.
A video has surfaced of a Russian soldier who defected to Ukraine in which he is executed by sledgehammer. What a terrible way to go. It's a shame it had to be Gallagher's last show before he died.
Okay.
It's you've got...
Wait, how is the read?
You've got a weird cadence that I can't tell if you're doing on purpose to tank the joke or...
I'm not tanking.
Can I tell you something really funny?
I'm being a TV host.
Let me try again. A video has surfaced of a Russian soldier defected to Ukraine in which he is executed by sledgehammer.
Uh-huh.
What a terrible way to go. It's a shame it had to be Gallagher's last show before he died.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
More so like lighter.
Well, not lighter, but you're like, it's a shame it had to be Gallagher's last show before he died. You're putting like weird pauses. You're reading everything matter-of-factly rather than delineating.
You know what it is?
Yeah.
You have to read it before you say it. You're reading it for the first time, right?
No.
Oh, sorry. No. Well, it's the Xanax.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not on Xanax.
Oh, okay. You have, well, who's the faggy guy from?
Will
Michael
Grace?
Barbaro. Michael Barbaro.
Oh.
That you're doing a Michael Barbaro. Don't do a Michael Barbaro.
Who's that?
He's from New York
Times. The Daily.
Times.
The guy who's like, this is The Daily. What does he say? I'm Michael Barbaro. This is The Daily.
I don't know.
All right, whatever. Go to the next one.
It looks like Georgia is headed to a runoff election. Runoff with what, you may ask? Herschel Walker's anti-mental retardation medicine?
There's no question mark at the end there.
Runoff with what, you may ask?
It looks like Georgia's headed to
but
a
runoff.
But it
says, with what, you may ask?
It looks like Georgia is headed to a runoff election.
It should be a question mark.
No. It looks like Georgia is headed to a runoff election. Runoff with what, you may ask? Well, Herschel Walker's anti-mental retardation.
Oh, it's the answer.
Yeah.
It's the answer.
It's the answer, yeah.
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 Question and answer.
Seems like he needs that.
It looks like Georgia is headed to a runoff election. Runoff
I have to
with
do
what,
like,
you may ask? Herschel Walker's anti-mental retardation medicine.
Yeah.
I had speak and spell down beforehand, and Adam's like, what's a speak and spell?
What's a speak and spell?
It's a toy.
She doesn't know either.
Right, okay, fine.
Oh, a toy. Okay.
He's illiterate. The joke is that he's illiterate. I'll change it to anti-mental retardation medicine as a placeholder. Next joke. Fuck it. Whatever.
All right. This is a racist joke.
Don't blow. You're ruining the punchline.
This is so much pressure on me every time you read it.
Yeah.
You're worried about how you sound, and you're worried about how it's written, and I don't know half the references.
Well, no,
you know
you
who
should.
President Biden is.
I don't know who Herschel Walker is. I'll say that right now.
How?
I don't know. I was.
Well, you better wake up.
Yeah, he's the big guy from the Green Mile, and now he's the president of Georgia. Yeah.
Is he the president? Mm-hmm. No, he's not.
No, he's trying to be the president.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, next joke. And Adam, do this one clean, please. Clean, please.
Okay, let's get an action and then two beats.
Imagine you're on television.
Okay, we need an action and two beats.
All right.
Action.
President Biden met with President Xi for the first time this week. During the meeting, the Chinese Communist Premier remarked, "Ching chong, ding dong."
Sorry, keep. Sorry, please keep reading.
"Ching chong, ding." This is a serious joke.
Jordan, please. Just can
Jordan,
we,
can you
we please get through the fucking joke?
Can you please?
You've ruined so many episodes of this fucking show.
So, and
the worst guest ever. Let's bring Ian back. Yeah.
No.
He's not coming back.
Okay.
During the meeting, the
Start from the top. Start from the top. Let's get this one clean. Action.
All right, Jordan, take me seriously.
Action.
All right, go.
Two beats. Action, then two beats. Go.
Action.
No, stop. Okay.
Action.
President Biden met this week with President Xi for the first time. During the meeting, the Chinese Communist Premier remarked, "Ching chong, ding dong, wingo, dindu, denudo." Okay, let's do it one more time. Sorry. Yeah. President Biden met this week with President Xi for the first time. During the meeting, the Chinese Communist Premier remarked, "Ching chong, ding dong, wingo, dindu, denudo." Repeating comments President Biden had earlier made to a group of Pittsburgh coal miners.
I'm sorry, you're putting the emphasis on the wrong words. President Biden met with President Xi for the first time this week. During the meeting, the Chinese Communist Premier remarked, "Ching chong, ding dong, wingo, dindu, denudo." Repeating comments President Biden had earlier made to a group of Pittsburgh coal miners.
How did I do it?
You got to punch earlier. President Biden met with President Xi. Honestly, it shouldn't be President Xi. President Biden met with President Xi for the first time this week. During the meeting, the Chinese Communist Premier remarked, "Ching chong, ding dong, wingo, dindo, denudo," repeating comments President Biden had earlier made to a group of Pittsburgh coal miners.
Okay. I felt that.
Did you see the difference, Jordan, between
what
I'm doing?
No, it was practically the same. It was the same.
He's getting better.
Okay. All right. As long as he's getting better. Look, this show's about progress.
It's the
human condition.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Striving towards either failure or success, but neither are truly attainable.
Yeah, but you have to be open to his rendition, too.
Sure.
Yeah. That's true, Jordan. Thank you, Jordan.
Because you did write it, so you have it in your head, mm-hmm. like you did whatever that other thing was that you had made up in your mind. Tim Allen.
Yeah, Tim Allen Radio.
Miracle
yeah.
or whatever. All
right. Okay.
All right, so this one you're not going to want to read, but you got to.
I'll read it.
All right.
A horrific crash at a Texas air show has left six dead after two World War II era planes collided in midair. The tragedy has a silver lining, though. As I discovered through this news story, that there's something called a Chinook helicopter. What's that exactly? A helicopter that's both Chinese and Korean? What's next? A spicoon hover... Nick.
You're reading it so well, though.
Yeah, but I don't want to do racism anymore.
You have to do racism.
You already said the racist part. You can at least say hovercraft.
No, you made up a new racist word. A S-P-I-C-O-O-N hovercraft.
A spooky...
Spicoon hovercraft.
Oh, yeah, there. You don't even say it there.
Yeah. As I discovered through this news story, there's something called a Chinook helicopter. What's that exactly? A helicopter that's both Chinese and Korean?
Mm-hmm.
What's next? A spicoon hovercraft?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's funny.
Well,
I thought it was funny.
What about a spachink?
Come on, Jordan.
Sorry, I ran this.
Grow up.
Because you already have that in Chinook, so you would want to go different.
You would want to
try and match Chinook in terms of the slur.
Philosophically, he's not right, but practically, he's absolutely
spot on. As a joke writer, I'm right.
Yeah.
Right, he's spot on.
Not that you don't know what you're doing.
But I'm saying it almost would have been a misdirect, because you're like, oh, he's going to mix two different cultures, but then you just nail him hard with the same exact
one.
Okay.
What the hell is this? A shovel-faced dragon lady playing? I ran this next one by Adam, and he liked it. So
I like this joke.
Hopefully, Adam can nail this one.
Okay. And it's not mature. It's also still immature.
Okay.
But less offensive.
Okay, that's what we're going for?
Well, that's what I'm going for. I want to turn things around.
Oh, okay.
Okay. King Charles has asked Parliament to allow his brother to act in his place. What did I do?
Well, just go. Just do it, and then we'll do notes after.
Well, we could have rehearsed before this.
I thought you did. I gave you the paper.
We could have done it together. If you want to be a director, we could rehearse together, and you could tell me how you want it.
In my house, when we're mad at each other,
we're not mad at each other at all.
First of all, this isn't a house. This is a profitable business.
But when we critique each other, we do it in British accents. That way, it doesn't sound so harsh.
I don't know if I like the British accent so much. Maybe more Christopher Walken. Having a bone to pick with Lisbeth.
Okay, go ahead.
No.
What's your bone?
I don't want to ruin the joke, so do it, and then I'll explain why.
Are you calling him Elizabeth?
I think you're
Elizabeth, please.
You're dooming me to failure before the audience has heard me.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have interjected, but please just read it.
Is this what this show is? I thought we were doing a clean talk show with no mistakes anymore.
No mistakes. Read it, Elizabeth.
Just read it and then we'll go through.
King Charles has asked Parliament to allow his brother to act in his place. When approached about the plan, his brother Andrew replied, "Ooh, look at me. I'm King Charles. I'm gay."
Perfect.
The second half is good.
What do you say?
Minor note.
Okay.
So do it in an accent. Say your note in accent. It helps.
Okay. I don't need to. But
you just say it.
It's going to hurt his
feelings. We're men. We're men.
Okay, go
so
ahead.
We're men.
So this joke, the joke is acting in his place. So acting like King Charles, he'd be like, "Ooh, look at me. I'm King Charles. I'm gay."
Did that not come across?
He did that.
But up top, when you set it up, you have to subtly put emphasis on the word act.
Act.
So that way the word act is drilled.
Okay, that's a good note.
So you say King Charles has asked Parliament to allow his brother to act in his place.
I think it still makes sense, but that is also a good note.
But King Charles has asked Parliament to allow his brother to act in his place. Uh-huh. When approached about the plan, his brother replied, "Ooh, look at me. I'm King Charles. I'm gay."
Uh-huh.
And then you can ham it up, do whatever you want.
I thought I hammed it up.
You did. It's just a very minor thing.
When you read it on camera, will you be saying these things?
No, I don't want to do that anymore.
Have to.
I'm not even going to be here.
No, we want to do a proper professional talk show.
Yeah, they're going to have to remove me from the room, and then we'll have.
I was crying at you screaming at him. You're all right. You're all right.
I was drunk. I shouldn't have done that.
I mean,
yeah, you shouldn't drink anymore.
I didn't. I didn't drink all weekend in San Francisco
Really?
Yeah, the first couple of nights.
The first three nights of my 3-day weekend.
I did the last two shows sober and I bombed.
Really?
So, yeah, no.
You
I don't.
Do better drunk?
I got to write a new hour. I got to get off the road and write stuff I'm excited about because it's impossible. This is why I was always a shitty comic is like a joke is funny to me like 2 or 3 times and then I don't know how to perform it anymore.
Yeah, yeah. You just numb out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you ever perform better when you're panicking? I feel like I perform best when
I never panic. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but if I like drink a Celsius and pop an Adderall mm-hmm. and my heart's going to stop, I crush.
No.
Even though I think I'm going to die.
I never crush.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
All right.
Next joke.
I never crush. Pathetic. Anyway.
It's so funny to think of you as
why
Elizabeth.
Why does he say these things about himself? Elizabeth. Just be a, Elizabeth just be good. You are good. Whatever. Okay. A New Jersey woman called the police on a 9-year-old black girl who was spraying trees in her neighborhood to ward off lantern flies. The police finally managed to calm the woman after explaining to her that in the bug world, lantern flies are actually black. I cut two words.
The eye contact looking at me was really good, too.
Yeah.
Looking up at me at the last moment.
Because I have gorgeous eyes.
It did help. Yeah,
thank
yeah.
you. Yeah, yeah.
I fell in love. And
how was that read?
Good. Yeah. That was
you liked it.
Yeah,
okay.
That was perfect.
So more masculine. Less.
Oh, you felt that was masculine?
Yeah, more like.
It sounded like her saying pussy.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. Wait,
can you say pussy one more time?
Pussy. Pussy.
Right.
Pussy.
Elizabeth.
University of California academic researchers have gone on strike demanding higher pay. When asked about their demands, one of the lifelong Berkeley academics explained, "We barely have enough money in our trust funds for all of our numerous and complex sexual reassignment surgeries."
I was going to cut that one.
Read it one more time.
It's kind of transphobic.
Well, it's not really clear.
Yeah. No, it makes sense. Whatever. Berkeley.
Yeah, next
whatever.
Joke. Next joke.
I feel what like is that?
I hit my stride. What? So Wi-Fi.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an X-ray camera that's broadcasting your pussy to OnlyFans. As
remember
you
know. When they
no,
said those airport things were like showing you naked, and then yeah. you walk through and look at it, and it's just a gray stick figure? Mm-hmm. What was the
I,
naked
I don't know.
Thing?
I'll tell you this. Every time I go through one of those things, they tell me I have something shoved up my ass. There's always like a big red mark on my ass, and they're like, okay, let's try again. Pull your pants up. And they're like, sorry, we're going to have to run our hand up your... like they like fucking grope my ass and my inner thigh and... they touch your dick too. Yeah, I mean, it's
mine is my right ankle. There's always something on my right ankle.
I have incredibly tight hamstrings and like an IT band here. Like you can feel it. Feel this thing. So they stop me. They stop.
That's not bone.
No, they stop me and they're like, "Is this a fucking baton?"
Oh my god, that's gonna snap.
Yeah,
you gotta stretch that out.
Yeah, no, it's been like that forever.
All right, I think you should read the trans one again. Quick.
No.
Should I do
fine.
It? University of California academic. What? The joke is it's kind of telegraphed. It doesn't really work. And for the same reason I said up top, but you have to create an image. And this one doesn't really create an image with the language.
Uh-huh.
But the idea is that it's like you see like fucking researchers and grad students, right?
Right.
So you know yeah. those people and they're striking.
Liberals.
They're striking because they want more money. And it's like, what do they want more money for? It's just a complex back and forth trans surgeries.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, whatever. That one, I just need to hit 15. So that
okay.
one got wedged.
Okay.
Moving on, next one.
In celebrity news, Pete Davidson and Emily Ratajkowski are supposedly dating, and many are calling it the power couple of the century, with Davidson reportedly having a huge dick, and Emily Ratajkowski an even bigger penis.
Very good. Very good, Mr.
That's a better one.
Yeah. Very, very
that's
good.
A better trans one.
Yeah, I'm trying yeah. to think how I would read it. Let me know if there's a difference or if I'm
okay,
just nitpicking.
All right.
Pete Davidson and Emily Ratajkowski are supposedly dating, and many are calling it the power couple of the century, with Davidson reportedly having a huge dick, and Emily Ratajkowski an even bigger penis. Same? Mm-hmm.
Well, yours is... okay, Elizabeth says... radio, and yours is Taj.0.
What's Elizabeth? Oh, that, you're
Elizabeth.
Calling me.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. This next one is...
Read it like you're excited. Read it like it's not a news fact, but it's like a hot goss.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This next one is...
Emily... what's her? Sorry.
Yeah. Elizabeth?
Pete Davidson and Emily Ratajkowski are supposedly dating, and many are calling it the power couple of the century.
Yes.
With Davidson reportedly having a huge dick and Emily Ratajkowski an even bigger penis. Yes.
An even bigger penis.
You can't drop the NPR voice. It's actually pretty wild. An even bigger penis.
I was doing a homosexual.
An even bigger penis.
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 Robert
an even
bigger Siegel, penis. That's who he's doing. I'm Robert Siegel.
This is actually why you would benefit from taking Mandarin Chinese, because the tonality of the language sort of, it tells you where to place emphasis.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And when you go back into English. And, yeah.
Like sure.
An even bigger penis.
Okay.
The humor is all in that, in the delivery.
Well, I thought I got it out.
I want to try reading one really bad. I just want to see.
Okay. All right. Well, this next one is my favorite. You know what? Let Jordan read the next one.
Well, I want to do this one.
No. Let Jordan, let the guest read. What,
am I just, get embarrassed again? Is that what?
It's the last
no
one.
No way.
It's the last one on the page you're looking at.
Director Paul Haggis has paid $10 million to his rape accuser, Haley Briest. When asked what she would do with the money, Briest replied, "Hopefully not get raped by Paul Haggis again."
Mm-hmm. That's good. That's pretty funny. Yeah, yeah. I think that's the best one.
Is it? That's great. Yeah. Did I say Briest right?
Yeah, I think so.
We shouldn't say her name.
It's in the news.
Yeah, but I mean,
so tell
she's
the fucking
famous
news.
Rape,
tell the news.
Rapery,
yeah.
Rape
well, they
Pope.
Said it in the New York Post. So I don't know if that's the news, but okay. Jay Leno has suffered horrific and agonizing facial burns and has been left permanently deformed after an explosive car fire in what many fans are calling the funniest episode of Jay Leno's garage yet.
Good.
Okay.
Very
How
good.
Was that? That was
but
good.
Why garage?
That's his
show on
YouTube show.
I'm a really bad.
It's not funny at all. And it's just a straightforward show about cars. Jay Leno's garage.
Is it like one of the horrible pandemic like things that came out of the pandemic?
I think it predates that actually.
Oh, okay.
But Jay Leno has suffered horrific and agonizing. This is more the cartoon thing, right?
Yeah.
So you create an image of Jay Leno just burning to death.
Very
to
sad.
His way out of a car, and then a guy
it's
at
very
home
sad.
On like a fucking Dell Inspiron just watching this video, just laughing his ass yeah. off. But he's like, wow, this is a great show.
Yeah. But did he burn his face?
He did today.
Yeah.
It's comedy news. You should follow that.
I don't have Twitter.
The man is an institution.
Still?
Yes.
Even now?
Adam, yeah. We're also going to have to, your nose has been whistling the entire episode.
You are blowing snot bubbles into the microphone.
Yeah, I slipped that's 2 hours last night. I was on a red eye flight.
Me too.
All right. No, you weren't. You came back yesterday.
It's 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, you had all day to kill your cat. Okay. Apple is.
I haven't heard any whistling, Elizabeth.
Yeah,
he's on the headphones.
Oh, I keep not being able to hear because, and then I put the microphone to my ear. I realize this is something I'm doing every time one of you is talking.
Well, now I'm embarrassed about the whistling.
I don't hear the
don't
whistling.
Don't worry about it.
Can we restart
sure
the episode?
Me?
No, you're not
It's
whistling.
Probably your pussy.
Yeah, your pussy's whistling, Jordan. Yeah, it's slowly leaking air. That's a funny noise.
Apple has increased its monthly subscription price for Apple TV Plus, which of course means that fans of Ted Lasso now have yet another reason to kill themselves.
Great. Love it.
Thanks.
How was the cadence there?
It was fine. I think that joke speaks for itself. Yeah. There's really no way you can fuck that one up.
Okay.
I'll keep that in mind next time I write these.
Pause
things.
Right before the punchline. Another reason to kill themselves.
Apple has increased its monthly subscription price for Apple TV Plus, which of course means that fans of Ted Lasso now have yet another reason to kill themselves.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I did it more Jordan's way.
Have yet another reason to kill themselves.
Yeah, that's how I do it.
All right, whatever. Next one.
Controversy surrounds the upcoming World Cup in Qatar after reports that stadiums were built by slave labor, confirming once and for all that not only is soccer gay, it's also racist.
I was lost by the end.
That's okay.
That migrant workers have died. And
oh, gotcha. Okay.
That was in my face.
Sorry, I'm trying to read the.
Are you sick again?
We're
both sick. Yeah.
Every time I leave the studio, I get sick. Every single time.
Yeah, we're not doing good.
Yeah, we're bad.
We're stressed out, man.
I'm addicted to opioids. Philadelphia is set to welcome its first busload of migrants with open arms. This is a huge step forward for the famously racist Philadelphia. Unfortunately, to get residents to accept the deal, activists had to explain that the largely Honduran migrants were being brought there to beat up Vietnamese people. I did the local news thing again.
It was a local news thing.
Yeah. What do you say, Nick?
I don't know. I mean,
why are you sad again?
I'm not sad.
I'm going to tell you.
I had more fun writing it and reading it in my head than the actual thing.
What about, go ahead.
Yep. Can I see it?
Yeah, go for it.
Which one? It's this one? Okay. Philadelphia is set to welcome its first busload of okay, here's the problem. When you're reading it, Philadelphia is set to welcome its first busload of migrants with open arms, you forget what's happening because the cadence is so unmatched to what it's being read, right?
Adam reads each individual word. He's like Siri, basically.
So you have to... Mm-hmm.
For sales, press two.
Philadelphia welcomes its first load of migrants with open arms. This is a huge step forward for famously racist Philadelphia. Unfortunately, to get residents to accept the deal, activists had to explain that the largely Honduran migrants were being brought in to beat up Vietnamese people.
I don't think that was very good.
That was really good.
To be honest, you were taking shots the whole time, and that was dog shit.
Yeah, it was
really
bad.
No, I think that was really good.
Mm. Yeah, you ran out of breath.
I did run out of breath twice. Yeah. But I was able to picture it that time.
You sounded like an autistic kid.
All right. One more time.
Yeah, go for it.
Philadelphia, you know what? It's too verbose.
You can do it.
Philadelphia welcomes its... I'm going to reduce the words right now. In my own... I'm going to do that in my head. So remember that I'm doing that. That I'm editing what you...
Yeah, go for it.
Philadelphia is set to welcome migrants with open arms. This is a huge step forward for famously racist Philadelphia. Unfortunately, to get residents to accept the deal, activists had to explain that the largely Honduran migrants...
You did it again. You fucked it up again.
Yeah. Three S's. Howie Mandel. You're just not right for it. It's too many words.
You're worse than Adam.
Too many words.
Philadelphia is set to welcome its first busload of migrants with open arms. This is a huge step forward for famously racist Philadelphia. Unfortunately, to get residents to accept the deal, activists had to explain that the largely Honduran migrants were being brought in to beat up Vietnamese people.
You know what?
I think nailed it.
I think it
was kind of like mine.
Migrants.
That was similar to mine. What?
Philadelphia is set to welcome its first busload of immigrants with open arms. Huge step forward for the famously racist Philadelphia.
Immigrant is a racist word.
What's the right word?
You put migrants. You told me to say migrant.
Well, that's what the article said.
Philadelphia welcomes a barrel of immigrants.
Barrel?
This huge step,
what do you mean
this huge
barrel?
Step, we're changing it. This huge step forward for famously racist Philadelphia. Unfortunately, to get residents to accept...
I'd take out the second Philadelphia and I'd say, for the famously racist city of brotherly love. Two Philadelphias may be unnecessary. What do you think?
Migrant activists, maybe. Activists had to explain that.
What do you think, Nick?
Honduran migrants. Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what? Largely Honduran migrants. That's where it's confusing. Because you're saying, are they large Hondurans?
No, they're mostly Hondurans.
No,
yeah,
that,
the mostly
that makes
Honduran
sense.
Migrants were being brought in to beat up Vietnamese people. Largely Honduran. That's grammatically incorrect. Largely Honduran migrants.
Okay.
Agreed?
Sure.
Is that it?
I mean, I was just happy with the Paul Haggis one.
That was fire.
That was the only one that I liked.
That was really good, Nick.
I'm going to read it again.
What?
Director Paul Haggis has paid $10 million to his rape accuser, Haley Briest. When asked what she would do with the money, Briest replied, "Hopefully not get raped by Paul Haggis again."
That's good.
Okay. Okay, well, that's the monologue. Folks, we'll be right back with Adam's desk piece. And then what we would do, so we would shoot the monologue, do pickups. We're going to get an audience in here. And they'll, they're not going to laugh. So we're going to have to record it again and then force them to laugh at the jokes.
Who are you going to get in here?
I don't know.
Tourists from Times Square.
Literally, I'm just going to get extras. I'm going to get
Home Depot parking lot.
I'm going to go to Central Casting and it would be like, I need 15 people to come laugh at monologue jokes and I'll pay them all a day rate.
Just get the piggies. Just get, you know.
No, I want people from Central Casting. I want a bunch of freaks and like...
What about people from Central America?
People in NYPD outfits that they own so that they can be on Blue Bloods.
Yeah.
Bring those guys in. Mm-hmm. Get them all here. Just a bunch of cops. Just a bunch of fake cops.
Yeah.
And have them laugh at the monologue.
That's pretty good.
And then we'll go to the desk piece. And then we'll shoot the desk piece.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is this where the desk piece is going to be?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll have him up here and then he'll have like, We'll figure. Me and Kurt got to figure out a bunch of like refillables.
Kurt Shackelford.
Kurt Shackelford.
Yeah.
Okay, and the desk piece, you'll be with a guest.
No, guests no, will come out.
You that's a monologue. That's like where Jay like reads the headlines.
Oh,
it's monologue. Before the guest comes out.
Yeah, the guest will come out, and then you pick one news story or something going on, and then you build out like a longer bit.
Okay.
Yeah. And then ideally down the line too, once we have things up and running, then you go do like remote segments. You do Man on the Street.
Okay, mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah.
Of you screaming outside. Me? Will
no,
you be doing
I'm not doing
it. You're not going to do the outside?
I'll field produce them, but I'm not going to be on camera. Mm-hmm.
I still think you should do the thing where the guy in the street, it never shows the person he's talking to. Mm-hmm. And it... microphone goes to the other person and it just never pans.
Oh, I think Nick pitched me going on a plane and saying, I have a bomb.
Yeah. I didn't pitch that.
You didn't pitch that?
No, he thought that would be a funny thing to say that I pitched, but I didn't pitch that.
Why are you hating on my ass right now?
Man on the
Street. Because my nose is whistling?
No.
It's my pussy.
No.
Did you tell him to go on a plane and say bomb?
No.
I said bomb on a plane the other day.
He did say that.
Really?
Yeah.
I vaped in a plane bathroom and the thing went off.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, man.
Wee-oo, wee-oo. Then bang out there. Ba-da-da-da-da. I had to slide the vape.
Was there an air marshal?
No, it was a gay flight attendant. One of the worst.
You just blow the vape in your pussy and you come out and you're like, what am I supposed to do about this? Do you know what this is? Do you know what the fuck
you
this is?
You tell me. Yeah. You riddle me this.
I had a flight with like the most horrific flight attendants recently. They came by. It was like a long... I mean, I'd go to San Francisco. And usually I don't watch a movie on the plane. I just sit there and watch the flight tracker for fucking 3.5 hours.
You would. That's crazy. Yeah, I see people like you doing that.
No, I do that. I just sit in the chair and I just watch the fucking thing.
Really?
Yeah, the entire trip.
What's going... Do you think... What do you think... Okay.
I don't know.
What's happening? Do you think in English?
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
Anyways, that's what I do. But this one, I was like, maybe I'll watch a movie, you know? But they came by and they offer the headphones. They go, headphones, headphones, headphones.
That's a new thing.
Headphones.
Doing. You watch the flight tracker. That
and
scares
I,
me.
I just waved them off. I didn't want the headphones. Literally fucking a minute later. We haven't even taken off yet, you know? And he comes back by. I'm like, oh, actually, can I get those headphones? He's like, I'm not allowed to give out headphones anymore.
No way.
Yeah. Ooh, actually, we can't give out headphones anymore.
Did he say you have to pay for him or something?
No. There was just the headphone giving out section of
what
the flight.
What flight? Delta?
I have no idea. Either Delta or American Airlines.
That's shocking. I was in first class the other day. I told you that.
Yeah, you fly first class. It's crazy.
I know. I got upgraded.
Oh.
It was great.
Why?
Because I'm a sky priority because I fly so much. But really? I looked like a disgusting, what did I call it? Train hopper.
All right. So if we're not going to do the desk segment today.
What's
so.
In your nose?
Snot.
Okay.
Yeah, we're not going to do the death segment today. Uh-huh. But that could be a good death segment. Is what's in your nose?
Yeah. You know? That's pretty good.
Yeah, and then we just bring on like Stephen Dorff. He's like, I don't know, man. I've been struggling lately. just different celebrities, and we figure out what's in their nose. Mm-hmm. The nose with Lisbeth. And we get a cartoon of you with a big nose, and you got a dress on and pearls.
It's so good, though, for you. It makes so much sense.
Why?
I don't know. It's beautiful. It's perfect.
Lisbeth? It's not even Jewish.
It doesn't matter. You're quite elegant, and that is an elegant name.
Of course I'm elegant. I know. Everyone knows that.
I know.
The Elegant in the Room. That's the new name of the Adam Friedland talk show.
Yeah. Of course.
The Elegant in the Room with Lisbeth. How about this? Wednesdays, that's the regular Adam Friedland show. The premium content on Patreon is the Elegant in the Room with Elizabeth Friedland, and you become a bitch.
Yeah.
You're a completely different host, and you're a woman bitch who's a cunt to everyone.
That's funny.
Yeah, and that's the
That would be good for you, I think, emotionally.
Do you think people would like that?
No, I just turned into Porky Pig there for a second. That's
the... I think that would be good. It feels right. Lisbeth feels right for you. Nick seems like he's been through multiple wars, and you seem like your name has previously been Lisbeth.
It's never been that.
I know.
I've gone by many names.
In a past life.
No, in this life.
Also, this show, we should have a segment that's because we're trying to create the greatest talk show of all time. We do monologue, we do desk piece, we bring out the guest, we do the guest. And then after that, Adam contacts dead relatives of audience members. Mm-hmm. And we do Crossing Over with John Edward.
We'd have to like get intel on the audience beforehand.
Can I tell you something?
Grift them.
Did that was so bad the other day. I went into the cellar. Do you know who John Lester is?
Wait, I've heard John Edwards, and he's like, does anyone here have a son named Timmy? Timmy or Tommy? Timmy? Yes, that's my son, Tommy. Yeah, okay. Frank, right? You're Frank? Yes, I'm Frank. You got a Harley in the garage or something. I'm seeing like a motorcycle. He's like, yes, I have a motorcycle in the garage. Yeah. Yeah, Timmy said you fucked him in the ass. Timmy said you would just fuck him all the time and suck his dick. Like in front of the other neighborhood kids. Is that it? Is that what he's...
Yeah, your house has blue shutters. It does. You live on Aurora Street? I'm on Aurora Street.
You would
yeah,
fuck
you're
him.
Raping babies you, every day, sir.
You fucked him in the ass. And he's dead now, but now he's got nothing to lose, so he's telling me.
Yeah.
Elizabeth?
No, I'm going to tell you the horrible thing I did.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
What'd you do?
I'm going to run and blow my nose real quick.
It's bad.
Okay.
I went into the cellar. And Chappelle, David La Chappelle, that's not his name. That's actually a photographer, I think.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
It's a famous photographer.
Chappelle
yeah.
was sitting at the cellar table, and he had seen my motorcycle, and he said something about the motor. He said, you didn't bring your motorcycle today, but through the corner of my eyes, I thought he was John Lester, who is another big black guy who hosts. And I was like, oh, fuck, I thought you were John Lester. I said that to Dave Chappelle. And I was like... And then I quickly started talking about the motorcycle.
But you know, what did he say in response?
He was like, who the fuck is John Lester? But then I think he knew how embarrassing it was for me, so he quickly...
You're like, oh, he's a white guy. He's a white guy.
He's really cool.
It was brutal.
Yeah, he's a really cool white guy.
So that's what I've been dealing with this week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Dave Chappelle pissed off audiences by...
Porky the Pig
again. Yeah, why the fuck can't win? As appearing, that's the word I'm looking for.
Appearing?
As appearing as hosting SNL. Adam, take it away. Monologue.
What?
Okay, sorry.
Wait, did he pretend? That's what they were arguing about. Did he pretend to host SNL?
No, he hosted this
he did
week.
Host, yeah.
People say that he was too sympathetic to anti-Semitism.
Why? What did he say?
I don't know. I didn't watch it.
What happened?
You could say something like...
I've been saying, call me Kanye on stage every night.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And then I say it.
How about anti-Semitism? She's like, you got too many Jews running the media.
That's
a character,
good.
Anti-Semitism?
Yeah, yeah. She's Jamaican.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got too many Jews running the Hollywood. They need to get the Jews out of here.
Wait a minute. This is very good. The amount of black people that are now anti-Semitic, calling that anti-Semiticism?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is gold.
Yeah, I've been checking in with my black friends daily just to make sure we're still cool.
Most of them are anti-Semitic. They just don't say things out loud.
Even the fellas.
Even the fellas.
Oh.
More of the fellas.
Most of them said that they would Anne Frank me during the impending black versus Jewish
Yeah, black women just hate
Holocaust.
Customers. That's who they don't like.
And Adam.
They hate me. They hate white women. Oh, they hate me. I've gotten in many a screaming match. Yeah, I was carving my name into the sidewalk once. There was like, and this woman came by and she was like, you think that you can just write your name in this neighborhood? You're appropriating it? And then I was so fucked up on mushrooms at the time that
she
I
said,
handed,
you're appropriating your name?
Yeah, the neighborhood by writing my name into this.
She'd be like, this is my fucking job.
I was like, I live right here and I've lived here for years. And then I handed her the stick I was using and I was like, you can write your name also. And I was tripping so hard that I couldn't view anything she was saying as like mad at me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
And what is tripping is like acting a fool?
Yeah.
You're tripping.
Straight tripping.
Yeah, you're tripping.
Yep.
Yeah. I often do that as well. Yeah.
Straight trip.
Well, yeah, I'm on the down low, and I trip sometimes.
I'm getting tired of the mushroom craze. It's got to end now.
That's
you do them
like
quite frequently.
A personal problem rather than a
no.
Craze.
Everybody's doing this mushroom craze thing. All the
I'm getting really tired
of this cocaine craze.
It's really sick and tired of the opioid craze.
Doing Xanax before we have to do the show.
I think the Coke Xanax
craze needs to come back.
Coke?
Yeah, the Coke phase. I'm ready to reintroduce it.
People are doing it. You don't have to worry.
It died down a bit, don't you think?
I don't know.
Do I just think that I'm a microcosm of everybody else's?
You only hang out with like people that only hang out with comics.
I tell you, you know, he's got
actually
a
that's not true. I loved your other friend.
This fucking guy.
What's a cosm?
It's a penis.
Yeah, no, it's not.
I
thought
he's got a microcosm. Is this guy over here?
What is the character Adam at this point?
Huh?
You tell us.
Yeah.
Lisbeth.
I feel like out of control.
This is the Lisbeth Friedland show.
Oh, God. We're back on this.
Huh?
I think people like this crap anyway.
Like what crap?
Yeah, whatever. Picture. Just a... let's go back to this crap.
A couple of crap fellas just making a crap show for crap people.
Did we adequately address where we're at?
What do you mean adequately?
Where we're at is another vernacular.
Mm-hmm.
Circle
Man,
back.
I can't wait to get home and irrigate my nose.
Navigate.
What's wrong?
Are you going to neti pot it?
I got one of those mechanical neti pots.
What do you mean?
It blows water into one side and sucks it out the other.
What?
It's awesome.
That can't be good for you.
No, it's like douches your fucking head.
Your brain.
Yeah.
It's mechanical? Yeah. What happens to the snot?
I'm over here thinking I'm getting like, I've been fucked up from repeated bouts with COVID. And it really is just, I've just got parasites in my head from putting toilet water in the fucking neti pot.
Yeah, it's not good for you.
Yeah.
You have to get distilled water.
Well, I use toilet water because you'd think it'd be the cleanest water because you got to, the pee goes in there. So it's got to be the cleanest.
Yeah.
That water's got to be ready for poo and pee. That's the one you want to use.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think that's probably it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's rich.
Mm.
So what? Nothing.
Go ahead.
I think I have repeated COVID, and that's why I'm fucked up all the time. Yeah. That's why I'm constantly sick. Yeah. I think anytime any COVID just walks by me, it like
I think it's a combination of COVID and then also being a vegan now. I think I've given myself brain damage with only eating plants.
Yeah. And the full blown AIDS.
Huh?
You're still doing it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
No fuck ups.
Mm-mm. Not, well, here and there, I mean, it would be something like, you know, I ate some sun chips and I didn't realize those were
pussy.
Yeah, I guess. Maybe that too.
Did I say it better then?
It's pussy? Only non-vegan if she's fat.
I didn't notice the first one.
Yeah.
If she's a normal sized girl, that's still vegan.
Yeah.
Did you ever play that game? If she's a real fucking cow, then sorry.
Just some fat lady. Go down on me. I don't want to break.
Can I come
fat.
In the cellar and get a guest spot?
Just yeah.
To try that
come
out.
Do it.
Yeah.
It's new jokes tonight. You actually could do it.
Yeah.
Do you want to?
Yeah, I'm vegan now. And so I know what you're thinking, eating pussy. Wait, does that count as fucking vegan? Or only if
should I go?
I'm going to read my most recent new joke that's written down out loud. Ready
what
for
is
it?
Okay. I was on it my period the other day.
Fat girls are good at cursive. That's the most recent joke.
Why? Because their hands are heavier, so they can't lift
them
off the
it's
page?
It's just if you were a fat girl growing up.
You got
up
a
here,
fat dude. Hand that they can't remove from the paper?
Yeah, that's
we
good.
Can't lift it up.
You're too
it's
weak.
Too heavy.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Put that down.
Do you want another one?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the joke. Fat girls are better at curve. That's just a thought.
That's a thought. These are all thoughts. That's what jokes are, Nick.
Not my world.
Fat girls are, yeah, these are bullet points, and then you flesh them out on stage. You'll see.
Uh-huh. Well.
Oh, Italian people.
Are better at cursive.
Old people always say a poem and then make a demand. Like, what am I allowed?
Italian people sort of use cursive mannerisms.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm saying here.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they're flourishy.
Yeah. Italian people when they
this
speak,
one just
they look
says
like
I
they're...
hate rap.
Oh okay. Mm.
So I don't know what that's all about.
I love it.
They talk like they're conducting a deaf orchestra.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of gestures.
Okay.
Let's hear another one.
What was the question you wanted to ask Jordan for the interview?
I forget. Oh, so you have a lisp, Jordan.
I have a lisp, yeah, I think. That's what I hear.
Is that because your parents are homosexual?
Yeah. It's basically like...
It wasn't really a joke. It was an interview question to get her to open up...
What's it called when your family
about
members
her childhood.
Make it?
Hmm? What?
What's it called when your family members make
inbreeding?
It? Yeah, it's inbreeding. Lesbianism is inbreeding.
Oh, they're siblings.
No, they're not siblings, but if a woman...
Is that why they call them scissor sisters?
I think so.
Yeah.
So when two lesbians are together, you make a kid, they're inbred.
Oh,
even if they're not related. That's why I have a lisp.
Well, I didn't know two women could make a baby. I thought you need a nice set of balls to do that.
You can't say that anymore.
What's that?
Yeah.
That you need a man and a woman to make a baby.
Well, you, just sperm, I guess.
Yeah.
They could do it if they could just go to a sperm
bank. You need a penis-having person and a pussy-having person. Uh-huh. A pussied person.
Tonight on Tucker.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lesbians.
Can't say that anymore.
Pussy person.
Another thing you can't say is boop. And he just says the N-word.
Yeah.
Now everything's boop.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tucker's famous N-word rant.
Can we get him on the show?
I would love to.
I would love to. Mm-hmm. But you think if we did like a hard-hitting Charlie Rose,
where do you
right?
get your bow ties? Let me ask you, Tucker. You think if you sat down with the guy that owns Tycoon in Penn Station, mm-hmm. we could sort this all out?
But that's what
just
you...
Just a couple of bow tie freaks.
But that's what you criticize me for.
What the fuck is going on with my fucking head?
I can't believe you watched the flight tracker. That's so scary.
Yeah.
Of course he does. He's a freak. Wait, but that's what you criticize me for.
Doing what?
You put the joke in the question.
He's not actually here. We're doing the podcast right now.
I'm just saying. Okay, fine.
Once we do the
I don't think Tucker's actually here.
Do you want to
sorry,
practice?
My opioid.
I would like you guys to practice on me with a question.
Okay. I would like you guys to practice on me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Both of you.
Yeah.
All right.
Go.
Practice fucking.
I have to practice fucking. That's something I need to do.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, totally.
Why?
You know when you fuck somebody and you're practicing fucking with them?
Yeah, you're getting to know their body.
No, you like hate them, but you fuck them to. But you know that they like you, but you just know that you're practicing fucking.
No, I make love with people I love typically.
I only have sex with people.
Every fuck encounter with me is like a tool show.
Dude. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
30,000
yeah.
people, lasers, fog machines, aliens doing yoga. We're going all out, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I only fuck people I hate. But you know when you do that when you're practicing fucking with somebody you hate? That's what I want to get into again. That's better. That's ideal. Have you done that?
No.
Yes, you have.
No way.
What? Even when you were a kid?
I say I love you before every time my penis goes in. I say I love you real quick right before.
Okay.
I don't hate any of them.
Like, God bless you.
They're angels.
Okay. All right.
But
food for thought.
Yeah, maybe you should try that out.
Okay. We'll think about it.
All right. Have you ever done that?
Done what? No.
Been in love?
Mm. Even if you have... Okay.
Yeah.
What?
Huh?
I don't know.
This is like one of those movies where we have the guns on each other and we keep
a Mexican
switching.
Standoff.
Yeah, yeah, a Mexican yeah. standoff.
A migrant standoff. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would have done with the Philadelphia question, I would have been like, take me back to Honduras. Right? Like Philly stinks.
That's what he kept pushing for.
Yeah.
It was him. I wrote all of these, and he sits there, and he's like, this is a bus full of migrant workers, and then there's, like, 7 vape drags, and he's like, I don't know, something about how, like, Philly sucks or something.
I said stinks.
Fresh Prince?
That was his contribution. Something about how Philly stinks or something. And then he goes, I'm going to take a walk around the block. Why don't you send me what we have so far?
Philly does stink. I mean, I like the audiences. They laugh hard, but it is an ugly
yeah,
version.
I love Philadelphia.
It's bizarro New York.
Yeah, it's wild there, so.
It looks like everybody's gone through a
It's chaotic
house.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The King and I opens on Broadway this week,
uh-huh.
with many wondering, what Chinese guy are they going to get to play the king?
Uh-huh.
Here's our
Whose
top 10.
Whose eyes are going to be open on these kings?
Yeah. The Kang.
The King's fucked up eyes.
We mm-hmm. was Kangs is on Broadway.
The Kangs and I?
The Kang
the
and
Kang.
I.
Yeah. There's a big temple I went into that was the We Was Kangs, the Egyptian, whatever they're called.
The who?
The what are they? What is it called?
The Black Israelites.
Yeah, yeah. Black
Israelites.
Yeah, yeah.
That's where I got bar mitzvahed, actually.
I believe that. We should go in there. Yeah. That's where you should do Man on the Street stuff. We Was Kangs.
I'm going to open a building right next to theirs, and it's the white black man. It's white guys that are like, what a real boob. We've been black longer than everybody. you ain't been black anywhere goddamn near as long as white people. See, the first black people were white.
And then blacks came along and made themselves black and took black away from us. Uh-huh. And they stole black skin from the white man. Uh-huh. And just
and they were turned black by the then, evil, yeah. the evil, whatever Yakub
yeah,
is.
I'm just wearing a tablecloth yeah, from PJ yeah. Masks. I got a fucking just candelabra super glued to my forehead.
The real blacks was white men.
That's kind of what Mormons believe, is that the Native Americans were turned brown for yeah. their sins.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No
Mormons. Remember the kid that. In school would point to a mole and be like, see, that I'm black and the rest is a birthmark. Remember that kid? Mm-hmm.
I still do that.
You still do that?
Yeah, yeah. People love it.
It's funny that black one. People can get vitiligo. And it makes their life worse.
Uh-huh. I was on the road with Ryan Donahue once, and he got so stressed out that he, bam, got vitiligo on his eye.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Never seen
yeah,
like
he didn't
it.
Always have that.
No, he didn't always have it. Yeah. He got his headphones and his laptop and his backpack stolen, and poof, vitiligo.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
So much of his shit gets stolen, and his body is like, I have to turn more white so this doesn't happen. I have to protect myself. I have to become even whiter. Elizabeth, are you okay?
Elizabeth?
What?
You look like you're gearing up.
No, nothing. No.
Looks like you were getting ready.
Yeah, sometimes I just go catatonic and I don't really know what's
going
on.
Yeah, your eyelids fall.
You do or me?
Yeah.
No, why? You both do.
No, I'm pondering. I'm deep in thought.
Yeah, you go and your eyelids drop halfway.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think that's
you know
my
what
normal
I was
state.
Thinking. Yeah? Oh, sorry.
What were you thinking?
Were you going to be mean about it or no, encouraging?
I'll be encouraging.
I thought the bug is stepping up these days.
Huh?
But that's not what I was thinking. They call it the Bosley Hair Institute. But like, wouldn't it be funny if it was like a bunch of like German philosopher guys with their like hands behind their back pondering hair?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Like the Frankfurt School?
Yeah, like the Frankfurt School, yeah.
It was the Bosley Hair Institute.
Yeah, but they're thinking about it. Yeah, that's
a bit of
it's
fun
kind
sketch.
Of more of a, like a sketch, I think, than a
and to demonstrate to the audience that you know the Frankfurt School.
Well, I didn't even come up with that. You did.
Yeah, but you said a bunch of Germans.
Well, yeah, like an institute, right?
So, Frankfurt yeah. School. That's like colloquial. That's like the Stanford Prison Experiment. That's like
yeah.
name
droppy. A thing comedians say to
indicate
that they're, you know.
Bukowski.
Do people talk about Bukowski?
People drop the word Bukowski here and there. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, like middle schoolers.
Yeah.
All right.
People that like first got into SIGs.
Bukowski's for children.
Yeah, it's for babies.
Frankfurt School? You think that's for?
For grown-ups?
Yeah, it's more grown-up. Bukowski's like Barney,
All German thought is for adults.
Yeah.
No,
I don't know
Nietzsche?
About all of their thoughts.
All of it. None
no,
of
I don't know about all of everything.
All of it, especially the good.
No, no, come on, brother.
Especially the culmination of German thought.
Oh, come on,
it's
man.
So funny that that's what the fucking Enlightenment led to, is Hitler.
It makes sense.
It's very funny.
It makes a lot of sense.
I don't know
remember
about
reading
that.
All that German philosophy shit and thing. I remember being like, I remember reading Nietzsche and Hegel and all that shit and being like, I can control people's minds. Mm. And I would have these poker games and I would be like, I'm going to take all of these people's money and I would lose it. But I'd be like, that's because money will corrupt me. Mm. That's mm-hmm. why. But all German
so
philosophy
that's like the Holocaust to you?
Yeah, totally. If you read German philosophy, it makes you into the Übermensch thing. It makes you think that you're like, almighty.
Yeah.
Because it's basically like, don't let anybody tell you you're less. And that's what Hitler did with the Jews.
Well, he told Jews they were less.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, but don't let them say you're less.
Right. Rid the world of anything lesser than you. He just took it to the extreme.
So you think the Holocaust was a good idea?
I'm not saying it was
Nick and
a good
I are
idea.
Anti. We're
anti. Oh,
anti.
You guys are
we're
anti.
Anti.
Me too. Me too. Me too. Me too.
What?
Me too.
Huh? You're anti what?
Huh?
What do you mean?
Costco's finally brought the samples back. COVID's over.
The King and I's on Broadway.
Mm. Uh-huh.
Well, I was kind of trying to hope one of you guys would take it from there.
Oh, no. Sometimes that's what I do is I'll just say something and hope it's funny. Mm-hmm. I literally just did it with the Costco thing. I'll just say something and then people laugh at me because they think I'm having a stroke.
Can't bulk section at Whole Foods isn't back yet, so COVID's still going on.
Yeah.
Because that's how I probably lost 60 pounds from that closing down.
There's bagged cereal.
You eat canned bulk items?
Bulk candy.
Oh, candy.
Bulk candy.
I thought you said can.
Yeah, no, you're saying you got fat off beans.
Yeah.
It's like a hobo.
Grabbing beans in my hands.
Loose beans.
Bulk,
yeah.
Wet beans. You know, in jail, that's what they give you, just wet beans and a Rice Krispie treat? Yeah. I was thinking about
That's not the only thing they give you.
Yeah.
You also the Holy Quran.
You also get fucked in your ass. Yeah. That's the other thing they give you. You also get bent over and anally raped.
Mm-hmm. It's no fun.
You also get an anal fissure from a penis that's larger than your anus penetrating through your body.
Yeah. No, I've never gotten a fissure, actually.
Yeah.
Really? Never?
No, they call my butthole the unsinkable Adam's butthole.
They have guys in prison that just call condoms, and they have to, they put you on.
Is that real?
And then you're just, they never take you off.
They just walk around.
They just
you?
Walk around. And you just get dragged in between some guy's legs.
He's my cock ring.
That's the worst guy to be in jail is the condom.
Yeah.
And then they shove you into another guy's ass.
Wow.
And you're in some guy's ass. And then sometimes you slip off.
It sounds like living in Philadelphia to me.
You at the Cometown show the other day,
Cometown's over.
What is it called? Angry Moms?
Funny Moms.
Funny Moms show when you went came on up with an the anti-jail name rant. But that was really funny.
That was good. I've done that again, and it works. Yeah, it works. Yeah.
Adam loves telling me about how well his new jokes are going.
No, actually not. No, he's I like, keep it from you.
He's like, yeah.
To be honest.
I did 15 new jokes last night.
He really did an hour and a half the other day.
I'm sure he did.
I did a long time. Yeah.
But where's the humility?
It was good.
But where's the...
He wants you to be proud of him.
No, I'm actually quite confident when you're not in the room.
He wants you to know how good he did.
Once we have this show going.
But yeah, I'm saying too.
Yeah. I'm proud of you, buddy. I'm just fucking with you.
Thank you.
I'm just in this limbo space where I'm just in the mediocrity zone.
And what's that mean?
What are you talking about?
Right now? Before you guys get the show going?
What?
Is that what you're saying to me? Mediocrity. I brought this lizard in. And that's what you're trying to tell me? See that guy?
Oh, it looks like a member of the Jewish media.
They tell you if you have abandonment issues, you should carry around a little guy like this.
A little lizard
Give
guy?
This to Why? Your little BPD girls. They like that.
No.
They just say that it helps, it soothes you.
Nick gives them something else.
To hold on to.
A knuckle sandwich.
His own little lizard.
I'm going to bring back domestic violence.
Do it. It's time.
They well, it's, at a certain point, it'll cross over and become like vintage. You know
For sure.
I mean?
Yeah.
It already seems like that to me, like a 50s thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? Like, hey, where are you going dressed like that, you fucking whore? She's like, work? Why are you wearing tap
dance? Like getting into swing revival.
why are you dressed in a pinstripe suit? And you're like, you're about to find out, you dumb bitch. And then you're in therapy later, just couples counseling. You're like, I don't know.
I don't know what happened to him.
I don't know. Ray Liotta died. And I just fucking, I was missing, you know, just the way it used to be. All right, guys. Thanks for tuning into the Adam Friedland Show.
Hopefully, Adam Friedland Show.
Hopefully, at the very least, you enjoyed the monologue. Oh, yeah, we'll see you Wednesday.